Hi, this is Patsy from Man Brain Podcast, and you're listening to Tokyo Munchies Podcast. Yum.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another Tokyo Munchies podcast. And today, I'm not sure what episode it is, but that doesn't really matter. But today, we're going to do another podcast for you good people out there. And to kick it off, we're going to go into just some of the boring stuff to get over and done with, and then we'll get into the fun stuff. So, start off with the Japan news from thejapannews.com. The breaking news for today, let's go into it. It could be an interesting thing. Hopefully it's an interesting thing. We don't know. Pardon me for any sniffles or coughs or carry on. I have a cold and that can't be helped. Anyway, the top three for the Japan news today. Number one, Gons, whatever you, however you pronounce his surname. Carlos Gons. You probably heard about him. He is the director of Nissan. And he was teamed up with Renault. There was a Nissan Renault deal going on. But a little bit of, he's in the top news here. So let's go into this. Gons suspected of diverting 470 million yen from Nissan Renault to joint venture for personal use. Former Nissan Motor CEO chairman Carlos Gons apparently diverted about 470 million yen from a joint venture between Nissan and Renault SA for his personal expenses. That's a little bit naughty. Such as gifts, expenditures unrelated to his venture's corporate purposes. Nissan sent a report that it has been submitted to blah, 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 blah. This article has been going on for about almost 2 years. It's a little bit boring, but check it out if you're interested. Japan news number two. Core Annie creators work to be revived. So, 6 months have passed since fatal Kyoto Animation Co. arson attack. Ah, yeah, I remember this one. So, I don't know, man, some crazy shit happens here, some crazy people all around the world, but, Kyoto Animation Co., it's, Animation Co., they make some famous anime, located in Kyoto. This crazy guy, he went into their office in Kyoto and firebombed the office and killed a heap of people. It's really, really sad. And a lot of this was captured on security footage from outside of the office and actually in the office. This mad dude, he's got this little trolley thing. He's loaded up with cans of gasoline. In Australia, we say jerry cans of petrol. We call it petrol in Australia, not gas or gasoline. He's wheeled it into this building, sprayed it all over the place and set the light. But anyway, so 6 months have passed since then. Yoshiji Kagami, he's 61. He was a board of director for the company widely known as Core Annie, who contributed to laying the foundations for the anime production firm, which has fans both at home and abroad, was among the 36 victims that were killed in this terrible attack. It's a terrible thing. I'm actually going to go into this news article a little bit more in depth. Yeah, when Kigami was young, he produced a picture book. Ex-colleagues of Kigami have begun converting his picture book into an anime product to share his talents with today's children. Kagami was from Osaka Prefecture, a vocational school student. Yep. Anyway, that was a terrible thing that took place. It doesn't matter how much you don't like somebody, you don't do anything like this. It's terrible. So wrap that article up. So the fatal arson attack on Kyoto Animation. In the morning of July 18th, 2019, Shinji Aoba, 41, allegedly scattered gasoline and set the building of Kyoto Animation's number one studio aflame in Fushimi Ward, Kyoto. In the arson, 36 people were killed, 33 people were injured, some seriously. An arrest warrant was issued for Aoba on suspicion of murder and other crimes. To finish that article up, he was caught and he was arrested, and I think he's in the process now of going through the Japanese judicial system. that's Japanese news number two. No, Japanese news number three is always good because I'm a tennis player, so this is important for me. And also I'm Australian, so this is important for me too because now we have the Aussie Open on. So news number three, Osaka overcomes frustration. Zhang to advance to the Australian Open. Here we go. So Naomi Osaka. Oh, if you're in Japan, Osaka Naomi, she is a half Haitian, half Japanese girl, or half Japanese, half Haitian girl, which is dominating the tennis scene for the females. So let's go through a quick breakdown. So Naomi Osaka celebrates after defeating Shang Saishi in the second round of the Australian Open in Melbourne on Wednesday. Yay, Osaka! Yay, Osaka! Good job! And yeah, go, 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 Australia! So, reigning Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka overcame a mid-match fit. She had a fit mid-match, that's terrible. Of peak to set up a potential third round clash with 15-year-old prodigy Coco Gauff on Wednesday. Woo! So, Naomi's gonna drop the bomb against Coco. That's gonna be an interesting match. Naomi, she's the third seed from Japan. She dealt better with the blustery Melbourne conditions to defeat China's 42nd ranked Zheng Saishai 6-2-6-4. Talented American Gauff, who stunned 7-time Grand Slam champion Venus Williams in her opener, plays Romania's Sorana Kister later Wednesday in her second match. Here we go. That's pretty much the cut and thrust of this article, but there's a few interesting things in this article we just want to touch base on quickly. There was a flash of temper from the 22-year-old Osaka when Zheng broke early in the second set, throwing her racket to the ground and giving it a kick for good measure. Well, there you go. You throw your racket on the ground, then you give it a kick for good measure. It's like what I do with the boxes of the Tokyo Munchies packs. Like, I'm frustrated packing them. Throw them on the ground, I kick them for good measure, then I send them to you good people. No, I don't. I never do that. I always treat my Japanese candy and you, my good customers, with the utmost respect. So, I could keep reading this article, but I'm pretty sure that's all we have to cover in Japan's news, but there's probably a couple more zingers in this article. People want to beat me more. Let's go through a few of the lines in here. The 2-time Grand Slam champion also threw down a ball. Oh my god, you threw a ball. And tossed the racket down again. The poor racket. As she slumped to her chair, covering her head with a towel. She's gone on to quote saying, "I just wanted to fight. I've been in this position before on this court. I break down in the second set. And I was thinking that I don't really want to play a third set this time," Osaka said. She goes on to say, "People want to beat me more, as they do if you're becoming one of the world's leaders in your sport." And she continues saying, "I did not want to deal with this after the tournament, I'll tell you." Osaka wrapped up a dominant first set in 34 minutes with a stinging forehand. As I said, I play tennis. There's nothing worse than a stinging forehand. It's nothing. It's nasty. It's nothing to write home about. After the blip of dropping a serve at the start of the second set, Osaka wrestled 2 breaks back, sealing victory, when Zhang again double faulted. Oh my god, anyway, wow! That's the Japan news. We're going to go to a quick commercial break to give you guys time to let that sink in. Sink in, like, it's pretty important stuff in the Japan news for today. Go to the commercial break, let you have a listen, relax, and we'll come back with the Tokyo weather and something else. See you shortly.
Hello dears, my husband used to always ask me, "How is your taint so fresh and so sparkly and clean?" Well, the secret is I use Big Rig Meek Hot Wax daily. A daily application of it upon my taint makes it fresh as a daisy and it tastes lovely. All the boys down the road always compliment me on the freshness and the cleanliness of my taint. I'm a British grandmother. I'm 94 years old, and I'm not really sure what you Americans mean by taint, but I'm assuming it's the place between my a-hole and my prison wallet, as you so subtly put it. But yes, I'm a firm believer in the Big Rig Mig Hot Wax, and I will use it every day. regardless of how clean my taint is, it's never clean enough without a good thorough scrubbing and a solid application of Big Rig Mick Hot Wax. Thank you, Big Rig Mick. I don't know who you are. I'm assuming you're a nice Mexican gentleman. And kisses from Granny in London. I love you. I'll see you next time when I reorder. Thank you, dears. And enjoy a cup of tea and a special plate of spotted dick. Have a great afternoon.
Ah, yes. Big Mick Riggs Hot Wax. I'm really sorry, guys, but I just never get tired of that. I like to play it all the time because it's fantastic. I listen to this on my iPod in my free time when I'm on the train going to work. Nothing better than hearing about Big Rig Mick's Hot Wax. Taint cleaner. Specialist. Anyway, to continue on with this podcast, we're going into the Tokyo weather right now. Let's have a look at it. So Tokyo weather, it's Wednesday, it is 1:30, it is cloudy, yes it is cloudy, and guys, it's been bitterly cold recently, it's been damn cold. I know it's the middle of winter, and I don't like to complain about the cold or the hot weather whatsoever, but as I said, I've got a bit of a cold myself, a bit of a flu, so the cold's just making me feel nasty. But yeah, it's like your daytime average, it's around 5 degrees, it drops down to about 2, and then going into like late at night, it drops to 3, 2, minus, 0, minus 2, so it's pretty cold, it's pretty nasty. So right now it's 5 degrees centigrade in Tokyo. Let's check that out for the Fahrenheit for you American guys. Oh, it's 41, that's a lovely temperature, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. What else we got going on here? So yes, it's Wednesday, 1:30, it's cloudy, it's 5 degrees centigrade. And the precipitation, the rain chance is at 40%. And it's actually 40% rain, probably about 20% snow, because it's cold enough out there for it. Apparently, allegedly, it's going to snow tomorrow, possibly Saturday or Sunday. So we've got snow coming again in Tokyo. Humidity is at a lovely 48%, and wind is at 2 m/s, whatever ms means. So that's the Tokyo weather. We're not really doing walking in the garden of Kyle anymore because it's cold and my garden has been disseminated. It's been destroyed, it's been torn up, it's been trashed. The only thing I've got going on in the garden right now is some celery plants and some bok choy. It's pretty boring out there, so instead of walking in my garden with Kyle while sitting in the pool, I'm going to do walking in my room with Kyle, which is about the same size. So here we go. We're out the door. There's an Australian flag hanging over the door. Hello, Australian flag. Suitcase there, which still hasn't been unpacked for my Australian holidays. Yep, we'll deal with that later. Over here in the corner is a fax machine. Because, guys, this is Japan, so we still do fax. I know it's an... It's pretty funny, but it's not a laughing matter. A fax machine is important in Japan. Behind the door, next to the fax machine, is my snowboard. Gonna do those edges and give it a wax. Take it out for a blast in the slope soon. Over here in the corner is a Christmas tree. It's a little bit late for that. My guitar, over in the other corner, unpacked boxes of candy, some weird mask. Going past that, there's a candy rack full of candy, which I'm shipping to all you people around the world. Packing materials. In the other corner, there's a Pikachu. Hello, Mr. Pikachu. Some random Australian candy. This is a cool one. This is Tokyo Munchies, but I want to mention this quickly. When I was back in the holidays in Oz, I found this in a service station. Actually, not in a service station, in a 7-Eleven in Oz. It is Lamington-flavoured crisp Smith's Crisps. Crisps is a British word for chips. In Australia, we just call them chips. Crinkle cut chips, potato chips, whatever you want to call them. If you're not aware what a Lamington is like a sponge cake covered in chocolate icing, and then sprinkled in decimated coconut or shredded coconut. So what we got going on here is a potato chip, which is covered in chocolate ice cream, icing and shredded coconut, and it's pretty funky. I haven't tried it yet, but I want to give it a try soon. But I might bust it open later and talk about it on the next podcast. But yeah, you know, it's a snack market, man. You gotta try different taste flavors for different people. So that's in that corner there. There's some amiibo going on. There's some, oh, another Australian snack. There's some cheezels. Cheezels, I love these guys, they're good value. Also in this corner is my awesome Steve Caballero signed deck when I interviewed him with Skateboarding Japan in 2014. Love that guy, he was the coolest guy ever to talk to. So when we teed up the interview with him, I went straight to Stormy's skateboard shop here in Shibuya in Tokyo. And I just went there on a wing and a prayer, hoping that they had a Caballero old school skateboard deck. And they did, and it's super cool. Because it's the old school black Caballero with the dark green bats or the silver bats. And it's a bit of a weird one because it's in the shrink, but it's been re-wrapped with Glad Wrap, or Saran Wrap as you guys say in the US. And it's got some weird drill hole patterns. It's been drilled for new school trucks, but also old school trucks. But the graphics have been placed over the drill holes. And then Steve signed over the top of it and dated it. So it's super cool. I love this. This is the pride and joy of my collection. So from that corner over into the next corner and the last part of walking in my room with Kyle while sitting on my computer talking onto my phone is the workstation. My Acer is sitting there. It's getting a little bit old now. Windows 7 support has been ended. Next to that is my photo studio for photographing all the products. That's pretty much walking in my room while talking on my phone with Kyle while sitting at my chair looking at my computer. So that's going to cover the Tokyo weather. A quick walk in my room with Kyle while sitting at my computer talking crap. We'll go to another commercial break and we'll come back, talk about Tokyo Munchies, Tensucker Sports, Japan Ramen Box, and a couple other things. So have a good one, guys, and we'll see you shortly after this break.
Japanese candy is not just for Japanese, it's for you too. So make sure you drop by tokyomunchies.tiktok.com and get yourself a munchie pack today. Because I'm Batman.
And yes, as that commercial just said then, Japanese candy isn't just for Japanese, it's for you too. So please go to my store, Tokyo Munchies, and enjoy some Japanese candy straight from Japan. Anyway, guys, so to continue on with the podcast, talk about the good stuff, we're going to go into our new shop. It's on the free web store, so the name is a little bit, like, the URL is a little bit difficult. But that's what we gotta do. So I'm gonna skip through all this. You're not gonna see that because that's the control panel. But into the Tokyo Munchies, our new shop. And we go to the preview store. So the URL for the store is tokyo-munchies.my-online.store. We just changed the colours again because it was really, really hardcore pink and the Tokyo Munchies writing is in purple still. But I just found the pink was a little bit too hardcore, but the new store's looking, it's still under construction, but it's looking pretty good and it's operational, so you can go there anytime you want and buy anything you want. Still not perfect, but oh, that's life. The one thing I do like about this free web store is the slideshow in the middle, showcasing like all the past products and all the munchie packs and all the goodness that we have. It's really cool, it's just a nice reminder. So on the new store, you scroll down from the top, you've got all your stuff up the top there, store, home, about, special offers, basket, contact, populating all that stuff. You got the featured products at the bottom, just highlight what you want. So we've got the cup noodles up there, the curry cup noodles, we've got the DIY 5 packs, we've got the Gashapon or Gacha Gacha, the little Japanese toys you can get. Try your luck for $5 and you get a random toy plus a Japanese snack. We've got the medium munchie pack, we've got the full munchie pack, we've got all the goodies. The store interface is really nice, I'm really liking it. Color wise, still not really happy. So again, with the featured products, the munchie pack is up there at $29.99 plus shipping. We've got the Nissin yakisoba noodles up there and also the yakisoba 5-pack noodles. We've got all our social networking sites down the bottom, our terms, our privacy, our sitemap. You can pay with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, American Express. We've got lots of different payment options there for you. also our details where you can email Tokyo Munchies. So guys, please drop by and check out our new store. The link will be in the description for the podcast. So check out Tokyo Munchies. We're still growing. We're still not giving up yet, as you can probably hear. Gone through a bit of a rough patch over the last couple of years, but we're still going. Not giving up, because I love Japanese candy. You love Japanese candy. I've made a lot of great friends around the world doing this the last few years, and I want to continue. Thank you, Facebook, for that notification in the middle of the podcast. That was fantastic. I should probably turn that off. Anyway, as I was saying, we're still not giving up supplying you guys with Japanese candies straight from Tokyo. So please go check out the new Tokyo Munchies store. You can also find us on Facebook. It's pretty easy. Just type Tokyo Munchies. Find our Facebook page. The links are up there. Next, guys, we want to go into my little baby that I started, the 10 Sucker Sports. So the URL is zazzle.com/store/10sucker_sports. 10 Sucker Sports is one of my brainchilds I started up. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I play tennis. I've been an avid skateboarder for like 25 to 30 years. I'm a snowboarder. I play soccer or football. I play tennis. I play darts. I play pool. I play snooker. I play pretty much every sport. I do kung fu. I do boxing. I do karate. It's important to have a nice balanced life, good diet with Japanese candy, and also to do a sport regularly. With the love of sports, I developed this brand called 10 Sucker Sports. 10 Sucker means Sky Road. The 10 Sucker is also my wife's name. She wasn't very happy about it when I used her family name as my company name, but I like the ring of it. 10 Sucker Sports, it's cool. So I spent about 6 months developing the brand, developing the logo, and then made it all and made the logo in Illustrator. And I use Zazzle, which is an online store which you can create products with your own logo, to test the market, to test the waters, to see if there's a want or a need for this brand. The whole idea behind 10 Sucker Sports is I want to create a brand which inspires anybody involved in any sport to continue to pursue an active sports lifestyle and to be part of the sports movement. And this is from Japan. Our products are made in the US, but this is from Japan. Japan is very big on sports, and our logo represents Japanese sports, uplifting feeling you get from sports, and a forward motion and a forward movement, which is what happens when you engage in sports. So please drop by, check out 10 Sucker Sports, and if you like some of the gear, grab it. We just put up the green and gold sun visors and the green and gold shirt. The reason why we changed the logo colours to green and gold is for Australia Day, and also for the Australian Open, the Tennis Open. So it's like, green and gold is an Australian colour, so go the Aussies, go, go, go! Oi, oi, oi! Green and gold. We've also got all the products up in the normal red and black logos. We've got the sun visors, the trucker caps, the sport tech shirt. We've got some table tennis paddles up there. We've got Callaway and Wilson golf balls, Pen 2 tennis balls, women's sports bras. We've got officially licensed Nike backpacks. We've got 10 Sucker Sports beach towels. Our muscle shirts, our polo shirts, and there's more products I'm making every day, putting on to the Zazzle store. The link will be in the description as well. And last but not least, Japan Ramen Box, another little baby I'm working with. So JapanRamenBox.com, it's an easy URL that time. It's a subscription service supplying you good people around the world with over 2,000 unique Japan-only instant ramen noodles. There's instant ramen noodles, there's instant soba, there's instant udon noodles. There's 4 different subscription plans. There's a small plan, the regular plan, or the family plan. So we'll go into the page a little bit just to give you guys a bit more of a breakdown. So subscription plans, guys, as I said, if you want to subscribe for the small plan, which is just 4 full-size instant ramen noodles delivered to your house every month, So that's $19.90 USD a month. And bear in mind, this is a recurring charge. So when you sign up, you get charged the same date each month. It takes about probably 2 weeks for the order to be processed and another 2 weeks for you to receive it. So you're looking around about a 4 week turnaround time. But each month after that, you'll be getting a box of ramen in the mail on the same date, and you'll be charged every month on the same date for instant Japanese ramen noodles delivered direct to your door anywhere in the world. Actually, I'll take that back. If you go to the FAQ page, you'll notice that there is some countries we can't supply due to their custom laws, but pretty much worldwide, you can get a Japan ramen box subscription plan. So go check it out. So the full-sized plan is $19.90 USD a month. The regular plan, which is a nice one, you get 7 full-size instant Japanese ramen noodles delivered to your house for $29.90 USD a month. Or if you really love your ramen noodles, you can go to the family plan, which is the beast. It's 12 full-size instant Japanese ramen noodles. So you get instant Japanese ramen cup noodles, bowl noodles, packages. You get 12 of them a month, full-size ramen packages, for $49.90 USD a month. You can cancel your plan at any time you want. Just please email the customer support page and we'll cancel. We can change your address, we can change your shipping address, all that stuff. So please check out JapanRamenBox.com for all your Japanese ramen needs. So that's pretty much it for this podcast. We're going to be working a lot more on changing the format over the next few months because it's 2020. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. So please listen to the podcast. Go check out Tokyo Munchies and get yourself a munchie pack. Go check out Tensaka Sports. Grab yourself a t-shirt or a hat or a beach towel or some golf balls or some tennis balls or something. And subscribe to JapanRamenBox.com today for all your Japanese instant ramen needs. So this is Kyle from Tokyo Munchies, and as always, signing off. If you got the munchies, we got the munchies. Tokyo Munchies. Get some.